This morning, I want to take this time to share with you about the joy. You know, we're talking about joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of knowing Christ. You know, and the sad, I think it's pathetic and very sad at the same time. I mean, pathetic is sad, but I remember a couple years ago, I was confronted by some people in Haiti. There was a movement against Christmas. Christmas is Noël in French. Noël, la saison de Noël. There, you know, and then this guy came to our church. He wanted to fight us because then we had, you know, we had trees up. We had, you know, just like we decorate here for the season. And I recently had the same experience here. You know, someone who came to me and he thought we shouldn't, as Restoration Church, we shouldn't celebrate Christmas. As a matter of fact, this was their perfect words. They said, "If you want God in your midst, you shouldn't celebrate Christmas." Oh, I rebuked them. You know that. You know, yeah, I rebuked them. There are certain things people tell you, you know. You say, get away from me, Satan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get thee behind me, Satan, because your thoughts are not in line. Don't accept anything people say to you. There are certain things people are saying, you know, your words create. Sometimes people speak, you know, curse or whatever. So long story short, I want to give you a hint to find out who they were. But it's, you know, it was just like, I said, well, brother, I said, once again, just like we do online, we put on our website and in some of our brochures, we said, you know, when you come here, if you find Jesus, if you're being ministered to, you see what you see, you feel like, oh, this is cool, this is where I want to, whether it's a short visit or long-term relationship, well, we want you. We want relationship. But please, if I choose to worship Jesus on Sunday and you choose to worship Jesus on Saturday, let's not fight over it. Why do you have to come and cause me grief for choosing to worship Jesus on Sunday? Have you read the Bible? So sad. So here, we celebrate the birth. We celebrate the resurrection. And we are living by, not by power, not by might, but by the Holy Spirit. We are doing our best to live a holy life and be ready for the return of the Messiah. That's the full gospel. So if anybody don't want this, what I just said, there are plenty of other community out there. Go join them and have a good time and wait for the return of Jesus. Statistic shows that 5% the believers argue over 5% of things. If we really sit down, whether you're a Methodist, Baptist, whatever, fill up the blank, we can agree on 95% of things in the Bible. It's just the 5% that divide the church. You know, some people think, that's why I tell you, I love what Jerry did. It wasn't my idea. It was all his idea. I said, thank you. I loved it. I mean, it's like, I've never experienced this. It was just like, when he said, this is how I want to do it, I said, that's awesome. I've never done it before like that. So I've never thought of doing it like that. He blew my tradition. I like it. The joy of knowing Jesus. In knowing Jesus, for you to know Jesus, you got to come to Jesus. In other words, you must be born again. How many born again Christians do we have here? Do not be afraid to lift up your hands. Because I'm a born again Christian. Now, if you're striving to figure out if you're going to heaven or not, this is time for you to repent and turn to God. Accept Jesus as your Lord. Then you'll be born again. This is what it says in John chapter 1, verse 9 to 13. I'm going to read from the New King James. It says, "That was the true light which gave light to every man coming into the world." Verse 10. "He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him." 11. "He came to his own, and his own did not receive him." Let's go. Verse 12. "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believed in his name." 13. "Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of men, but God." Father, I thank you for your word, the Bible. It is the authority, one of the authority that we accept in our lives. The word of God is inspired by the Spirit of God to teach, to rebuke, to correct, to equip. So Lord, we thank you for your word, for giving us your word and your light. Take this moment, the next couple of minutes, bless it, Father. Teach us, use it to equip us and make us ready. In Jesus' name, amen. So Jesus came to his own, and his own did not receive him. The true light. I'm just going to go over the verses again. You don't have to, you just follow with me, because it's, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 5 verses. It says, "The true light that sheds a revealing light to everyone came into the world. The world he made," you know, just like it says in verse 10, "he was in the world, but the world that he made did not receive him." For example, you know, we could say Virginia Beach, Tidewater area, the Hampton, the United States, Haiti, you know, the Ukraine, where the world did not receive him. So he came to us. We did not receive him. And I've said this before, I'm going to repeat it. Have you ever asked yourself, what has Jesus done for people to hate him so much? And if it wasn't for God's grace, you and I would probably be hostile towards God. But because of God's grace, we receive his grace and acknowledge that we are in need of a Savior. So therefore, we can't, no. It's all by grace. Because if it wasn't for the grace of God, you and I would probably still be in our darkness. But thank God that he shined his light on everybody, and you and I responded. Verse 3 says, in John, it says, "All things were made through Christ." Christ created all things. Without him, nothing was created. Therefore, when he came into the world, into his own nation, they rejected him. He went to who he belonged to. They didn't accept him. A couple weeks ago, I talked about John chapter 8, what the Pharisees, how they failed to recognize Jesus. I pray for us as a congregation, we would be able to acknowledge when Christ is at work. You see, someone could come in here and they saw a Christmas tree on the podium up here, and they're like, well, because they don't like Christmas tree, Jesus is not here. But then when you really sit down and find out why they despise Christmas tree, it's because they just want to be religious. And they are using the Bible. Listen to this. Hey, I'm getting there. His own received them not. Jesus went to his own people. They did not receive him. But everyone who received him, he gave them the right to become sons and daughters of Christ. They rejected him. I mean, do you remember the year, I don't remember the year, when they started talking about not saying Merry Christmas. I mean, I don't mind Happy Holidays. Yes, this is a holidays. Happy Holidays. Yes, it is the holidays. Okay, we get it. Come on, guys. Let's not fight over it. Jesus was not born in December. I'm thinking about this week. I'm like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Why would people want to be like that? It's just like the Pharisees. They're not going to heaven, but they're preventing people to get there. They know, the Pharisees know, as a matter of fact, they couldn't follow. There's no way they could obey 613 laws. As a matter of fact, they went to Jesus and they asked him, they said, Lord, from all those 613 commandments, which one is the most important? So in their mind, they're thinking, there's no way. Somehow, maybe Nicodemus, because he says Nicodemus was searching. Maybe Nicodemus was talking among the Pharisees. He said, guys, you know what? I think this Jesus, there's something special about him. Why don't some of us go and ask him? Among those 613 laws, if there would be one that's would disqualify everything, you know, the rest. You guys know the rest of the story. And Jesus said, well, you know the laws. Come on, guys. Jesus is like, come on, you're such a hypocrite. You know what the word says. From all those 613 to 660 some laws, you can sum it up in this law. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul. Na, 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 na. Love God. Love God. And right away, some of them were like, that's right, love God. Oh, I love you, Lord. Jesus, you know my heart. You know I love you, Jesus. You know, God, you know I'm not perfect, but you know I'm trying. And then Jesus goes on, he's like, hang on. There's another law. That one is equal to the first one I just told you. You must love people. So, it doesn't matter how much you say you love God if you can't love people. If you can't be kind to people. If you can't accept people where they at. You're breaking loving God. Don't pretend you love God when you can't love people. A couple years ago, they took Christmas out of our season, right? Don't let them do that to you. You say Merry Christmas as you wish. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas. When you go to the store, everywhere you go, if they say Happy Holidays, yeah, you can say it, of course. You can, don't be like, if you say Happy Holidays, don't be like, oh, man, my mistake. No, Merry Christmas. No, it doesn't matter. You can say Happy Holidays. But please, Christ came for the season. And June just said it. That people would acknowledge that this season, God give the ultimate gift. Gift of hope. Man, I'm hopeful. Thank God for heaven. Man, thank God for Jesus. How does people live without Christ? Thank God for joy. Thank God for peace. Thank you for that, amen. Those amen, I like them. Keep them coming. They rejected Jesus at the hospitals with Happy Holidays. They rejected him with thousands of knickknacks. And even some of the manger they took, I don't know if you've seen that, but you go do your research. some people, they try to kind of keep like the shepherd or whatever. They remove Jesus. Jesus Christ is the only God who came from heaven to earth to seek us. No matter what other God people worship, no matter what other God they follow, all them gods are dead. Jesus Christ is the only God who came and died and rose again. And he will come back. I tell you, that God is worth following to me. Jesus is worth following. That's why when I read the Bible, I'm like, thank God for the gospel. Because Jesus is the only God. So therefore, we are okay celebrating Easter. And we're not okay to celebrate the birth of Christ. You see how dumb that is? I'm really thinking about this. I'm like, this is just... Knowing Jesus is knowing joy. Knowing Jesus is being able to understand every season. You know, I asked those people at the beginning of my story, I told you some people asked me, they said, I was doing class with them, membership class. You know, love the church? Yeah. Check us online? Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, you know, I always tell people, if God's bringing you here, I want you to pray about it. And then when you're ready to commit to covenant, because here we believe in covenant. You know, we use the word membership, which everybody's trying to be a member somewhere for benefit, right? Yeah, right. I'm in the thing too. But then when we talk about church membership, oh no, I don't like church membership because they control me. You don't get it. There's a lot of benefit becoming a church member. Oh yeah. You get to do what Dion and June just did. That's a benefit. You used to be shy and now you're not shy anymore. I bet you last night they had anxiety preparing for all this. But I bet you next year it's not going to be as hard. Right? You know? Yeah, there's a lot of benefit for being in covenant. So therefore, when I search the Bible, yes, I don't see the word member in there. Well, yeah, I see the word member, but not in the context of a local church member. Paul talks about us being member of one body, being member of each other, part of each other. But the idea is we are in covenant with each other. If we move Christ, and still today, the world is trying to reject Christ. We receive Jesus, right? Say it with me, Jesus, you are welcome here. Let's say it better. Jesus, you are welcome here. Jesus, that's it. Come, Lord Jesus. He's welcome in our midst. Jesus is welcome in my marriage. Jesus is welcome in my relationship with my children. Jesus is welcome in my ministry. Jesus is welcome in my whatever else I do. He's welcome. I receive him. Why? We read it, John chapter 1, verse 9. He was the light. Now, I'm giving you a homework this afternoon. Sometimes read John chapter 1 and note how many times it mentioned the word light. It's probably going to be maybe 8 times. It says light. The world need light. The light, the people were looking, people were in darkness. Light came. And when you study the word light, you find the same root as hope, joy, peace, and love. So in Jesus, you find all those. My goodness. I want Jesus. Oh, that's I want Jesus to walk with me. I want Jesus. We used to sing that song here, right? But I want Jesus. It doesn't matter. You can take the world, but give me Jesus. It's not religion. Because I understand for me to love Jesus, I got to love people. Loving Jesus, knowing Jesus is loving people. Knowing Jesus is being kind to people. So the great question after my conversation with my dearest friend, I was telling you, when I asked him, I said, now, there's three questions I ask people when they started to come and talking to them. I said, now, what attracts you here? You're right? You know, so somebody's looking, if I'd be looking for a church and I come here, I know what I'm looking for. I love Jesus. I love community. I want a place where I would feel like I'm belonging to. Therefore, that's why we begin to say Restoration Church is not a place you go to. It's a place you belong to. Oh, yeah. It's just like a family. And what does the enemy do? He comes. The first thing he does, he breaks the family structure. So everybody's out there. They're like orphans, you know. You know, there's no mother, or if there was a mother, father, and father, somehow there's misunderstanding and it breaks the family structure. So everybody grew up with this mentality of, I'm an orphan, I have nobody, I have no family. And that's one of the reasons some people, they don't like Christmas, because Christmas, Thanksgiving is a time for family, community to come together. Okay? So then I said, okay, what's some things that attract you here? Oh, well, God's here. I said, oh, praise, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. I know Jesus is here. Is Jesus here? Yes. Yeah, is the presence of the Lord in our midst? Yeah. Oh, I know it. You know, I see God and I sense him. Anybody sense the presence of the Lord? And sometimes we sense the presence of the Lord from our physical sense, you know, like we've got goosebumps. Help me out. Goosebumps. You start sweating or whatever. But, others might not have goosebumps. Others might not have that. But still, your spirit bear witness. Okay? Romans chapter 8, verse 16 says, the Spirit of the Lord bear witness to your spirit, your Son of God. How do you know you belong to Jesus? The Spirit of the Lord bear witness to your spirit. It's just like when you're not right with God, the Spirit of the Lord will bear witness in your conscience you're not right. So therefore, my spirit, the Spirit of God, bear witness to Felix's spirit that he is a son. It's like my Jesus, the Jesus in me, bear witness the Jesus in you. Have you ever met people like that? You know, you don't know anything about them. And then later on, you're like, you're a believer? Yeah. And then you're like, man, I know it. I knew it. Why you knew it? It's the Spirit of the Lord in you. It's your spirit that's bearing witness to their spirit. But you can't figure it out. Until you really begin to know each other, you're like, oh, yeah, so we have the same spirit. Yes, that's right. You got Jesus' spirit. I have the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So should a believer celebrate Christmas? Can you help me out? Yeah, so end of story. But how should a Christian celebrate Christmas? I mean, I know there, as a matter of fact, I did my research. There are thousands of people who are very confused about this season. And a number of reasons. Because you've got people like those friends. They love Jesus. I'm not questioning about them loving Jesus, but they're judgmental. And this is the verse they use against Christmas tree. In Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 2 to 4, this is what it says. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the nations, and do not be terrified by the signs of the heavens, although the nations are terrified by them. For the custom of the people are delusion, because it is wood cut from the forest. They took this verse completely out of context. In the Old Testament, God was telling the people, do not go in the forest to cut pine trees and make like a tree form a tree-shaped idol and bow before it and worship. So in the Old Testament, that was, but this has nothing to do with a Christmas tree. Do we worship this? No. We never done. I mean, and the thing is, I never had a desire to worship the Christmas tree. And guess what? The present that we put under our tree, it's just presents that it's not Santa Claus. It was never Santa Claus. I'm 46. I'm still waiting on Santa Claus. Okay? But we know the story of St. Nicholas. He did an amazing thing. You know, God, you know, it was good. Good story. It's awesome. That's why I never get it for parents who's got kids and they buy them kids $50, $60, $70 gift and give Santa Claus the credit. I mean, for me, it was just like, man, if I give my son a present, I'm going to like, Santa Claus, you are a good boy. Santa Claus bought you the $70. No way. It's me. My hard-earned money. Why would I give Santa Claus the credit? They think it's cute. And Santa Claus, I don't know where Santa Claus is. He's probably thinking, yeah, I'm getting all the credit. You know? Oh, man. There's another verse they use. Isaiah 44 says, surely he cuts cedar woods for himself and take a cypress or oak and raise it to himself among the tree of the forest. He plants a fir and the rain makes it grow. Then it becomes something for men to burn. You know, and for all of us who get live Christmas trees, by January sometimes you're going to burn them or throw them in the trash because they dry up, right? Then it talks about, you know, they take the tree, dress it up, put present underneath it, and worship it. It's crazy. So all these points, all these things people uses, and many other verses people uses, they're pretty much putting emphasis on wood cut from the forest and decorated with silver and gold. And so therefore, I am sitting there and I'm talking to these people. Because I tell you, during our class, everything's good. I'm like, all right, good, awesome, good. But then they had two questions. Do I celebrate Easter? Do I celebrate Christmas? I said, I bet you I celebrate Easter. Of course I celebrate Christmas. It's a beautiful season. Well, then we're going to have to reconsider. I said, well, I'm glad we're having this talk. This is all you got. And then, of course, I've been digging into this, doing my research, finding how believers in the States are dealing with it. I tell you, it's pathetic. It's sad. I mean, it would be very funny, but when I really think about it, I'm sad. Because there are people out there who doesn't know better. And I believe that's one of the reasons I choose to talk about this. Because the enemy wants us to stay in the dark. He wants people to stay in dark. Delusion. He wants them to remain confused. Jesus came to set us free. There's nothing about worship. I mean, for us, I'm talking about us. We do not worship the Christmas tree. We extend gifts to be reminded that there was a gift given. Amen. And then it's a beautiful season of the year. Seasons changing, years changing. You exchange gifts. You give cards, Christmas cards. Man, that's beautiful stuff. So we will not be Scrooge, but humbug. We won't be like those people. I tell you one thing that happened when you encounter the Holy Spirit. You become enjoyable. Oh, what's that word? You become a pleasant. That's it. Pleasant person. Now, you might be going through a tough time. You might have a bad day. You might feel grumpy today, you know. But you know what? You go to the source. You go to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit ministers to your soul, and you come alive again. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit gives, one of the best fruit of the Holy Spirit is self-control. There's no, I mean, you'll never slap somebody and not knowing you were slapping them, unless you were drunk. But then, if you were drunk, you know you were getting drunk. So you know you could have stopped before you get drunk. So the Holy Spirit gives you self-control. Thank God for self-control. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. So no bah humbug here in this place. No grump, no Scrooge. If anybody else wants to be a grump, a bah humbug Scrooge, well, let them be. Okay? And we're going to love them. Right? You know, I don't know if anybody will be watching this. I believe Christmas is a good time to be jolly. And let us do our best to reach out to those people who maybe doesn't have a family. I know it might Christmas might be a hard time when somebody lost a loved one, or you know, it reminds them of certain pain. But God is a God of restoration. He will heal. He will heal. He will restore. He will do his thing. You know, and I want to touch these two things, so, and then we can go eat different food. How about that? Christmas is commercialized. That's one of the things I've heard. It's like one of the reasons we don't celebrate Christmas is because Christmas is commercialized and materialistic, the materialistic spirit. Now listen to this. It is said that because of the birth of Christ has been commercialized and secularized, the real meaning of the season has been lost. And for the most part, we can agree, yeah. Because now when you look at the TV or everywhere else online, there's nothing about Jesus. However, the giving of the Son of God, I love how the signs, they said it. The giving of the Son of God who become a baby. And a man died on the cross, rose again, and one day will come back, is not something for us to be forgotten. It's not something for us to reject. And it's not something for us to ignore. We get it. When you study, what's that word? Today I'm fighting with French word. Eschatology. When you study time, Jesus wasn't born in December. Get over it. And I'm not talking, I know we're all on the same page. I'm just saying this, just throw that out there. Jesus was not born in December. Get over it. We get it. But the birth of Christ is worth celebrating, not only on December, but every day. Every day, I celebrate that my Savior came. Hallelujah. I celebrate that he came and died so I could be free. I celebrate that he came and died so I could love like he does. I celebrate that he came and died so I could be free from addiction. I could really be free from religion. There's a big one. Religion. I could be free from the law of sin. Sin that so easily to trap people. And then this is the second argument. Scripture does not authorize it. The argument is that since we are not clearly authorized in the Bible to celebrate the birth of Christ in the season, we shouldn't celebrate it. Once again, I'm like, Lord, when I read this, I'm like, Lord, have mercy. You know, there are people, but then I believe that the Holy Spirit is faithful to allow everybody to hear the good news. Because not everywhere the good news is being preached. Not the good news is not being preached in every church. Mm-hmm. So therefore, there are people, they don't know better because they haven't heard the good news. So in conclusion, this is my conclusion, the point. And then I'll follow up next time with the benefit of knowing Christ. If the early church could celebrate the resurrection without a specific command from God, only the spirit of legalism or the letter of the law would forbid the celebration of the birth of Christ. Because God did not tell the church to celebrate the resurrection in the New Testament, except Jesus said, every time you do this, you remember me. Every time you do this, you remember me. Paul then talked about the Lord's Supper. But there is nowhere in the New Testament there's a commandment, like it says, obey the Sabbath, or obey your parents, or honor God with your tithe. So for me, the issue is not the season. The issue is the attitude and the reason behind the season. So let's go out there. Be hopeful. Let's go out there. Be peaceful. And let's go out there. Guess what? Spread the joy. Amen? Amen. Let us stand. Father, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for what you're doing in our midst. I thank you, Lord, for coming and show us the way. Like the song says, you came from heaven to earth. You show us the way. God, right now we pray in the name of Jesus for everybody who is just confused. They don't know. Lord, I pray for preachers, people that you have maybe given the responsibility to preach the good news, but somehow they've been deceived. Holy Spirit, have mercy. Have mercy. Only you can do it, Lord. But as for us, Lord, give us the wisdom to not argue or fight with anybody, but to just remain true in following the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of freedom. So, Lord, we thank you for the food we're about to eat today, for our time together. You are so good to us. You give us more than we deserve, and we receive that with gratitude. In Jesus' name I pray. And God's children say, amen. Amen. All right. God bless you guys. Let's go and continue in the next one. Hallelujah.